All right, pull up a stool. Today, we are talking about why your rent is absolutely insane. And I am not going to hit you with supply and demand curves or whatever your econ professor mumbled about. I am going to explain it the way it actually works. I am Barstool Economist, and this round is on the house. Here is the thing everyone gets wrong about housing. People say, just build more houses. And yeah, sure, more supply helps. But the actual problem is way dumber than that. The biggest driver of your insane rent is that we turned houses into investment vehicles. Think about it. Your landlord does not own your building because they love providing shelter. They own it because residential real estate has averaged 7% annual returns for decades. Your apartment is not a home to them. It is a stock that people live inside of. And when investment capital floods into a market, prices go up, not because of demand for living space, because of demand for returns. Let me hit you with one number that will make you angry. In many major US cities, between 15 and 30% of housing units are owned by corporate investors. Not people, not families, LLCs and REITs. Companies whose entire business model is buying houses to make them more expensive. They use algorithms to set rent across entire neighborhoods. They have more data on what you will pay than you have on what things should cost. You are negotiating against a machine learning model with your life savings. How is that fair? But here is the bar napkin solution nobody wants to talk about. It is not rent control. That has mixed results. It is not just building more, although that helps. The answer is boring as hell. It is zoning reform, plus taxing vacant properties, plus limiting corporate ownership of single-family homes. Every country that has affordable housing does some version of this. Vienna, Singapore, Tokyo, they all figured it out. We just choose not to, because the people who own the houses also fund the people who make the rules. And that, my friend, is why your rent is insane. I am Barstool Economist. Tip your bartender, because they definitely cannot afford rent either.